Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, around the room. His Spanish word of the day is not always correct. And his Cowboys letting him down every year is something you can expect. Right. Here is producer Eddie.
All right. I got some great news, okay? I don't know what this means, so maybe you'll help me, but I know it's good. I got my credit check the other day, and it came back at an 840 out of 850.
But it hasn't always been good, right?
No. So I've come on and told you guys that I went into like hardcore debt, $40,000 in debt. It took me years to get out of it. I finally got out of it, and I guess my wife's been slowly like building our credit, just like trying to just take all our credit cards out and, you know, pay off the one that we do have and all that stuff. So I guess it's really good. She said, this is huge. Like, we need to celebrate. And I'm like, I don't really know what that means.
You can take out a big loan.
That's what the guy said. The guy that checked our credit said, you can pretty much get whatever you want with 840.
But don't think that.
I said, like a boat?
No. You're falling into the trap again.
Hey, your boy's going to get a boat.
Oh, no. Congratulations. That is a big deal.
I know you guys are really
heavily in debt, and it's awesome that you're back.
That's pretty awesome.
So you go up to 850.
I don't know.
That's the highest?
850 was the highest, they said.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
You're Googling?
Yeah, I want to Google that because I'm like, dang.
So how do I get 10 more? I want to get 10 more points.
I don't know anything about how to do credit.
Me either, dude. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, I don't know if I should be happy about this.
Well, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
His Altima has reached its last leg of life, and now he needs a new car for he and his wife. Lunchbox!
Hey!
Oh, boy. I don't know why our listeners think they're so funny. Oh, my gosh. I got a stupid Venmo request from some guy named Jacob Rourke, and he wanted $100 for me being annoying on the show.
Oh, can I cash that in? Let me send you one, too.
Did you
then.
Pay him?
I'm like,
hold on. I'm going to do 1,000 then.
He sent a Venmo request, annoying on the show, $100. Like, get a life, dude. Like,
that's the kind of crap you would do. So why are you upset at that?
Like, I'm really going to send this dude $100?
Give me his name. I'll send him $100.
No, I ain't giving... No.
I'll reward him for that joke.
I mean, he spent time in his day to actually go send me a Venmo, like...
Would you not do that, though?
I mean, I wouldn't say it for being annoying. I'd be like, oh, you know, $100 for me, you're hot. Like, you know what I mean?
If Joke of Rourke, whatever, says you're hot, you give him $100?
No.
Okay.
But, you know what I mean? Like, you see a bikini model and you invoice her for like, oh, you know... Time wasted at work looking at your pics. $100.
You've done that?
Wait, what?
That's where his mind goes.
So that's what you're doing right now?
Okay. Moving on. She recently taught us all a lesson when she said a pony is not a baby horse. And Lunchbox likes to give her a hard time about her recent divorce. Here's Amy, everybody.
Oh, I do not, Amy.
Yes, you do.
It doesn't bring me pleasure.
Go ahead.
So, Stevenson's birthday was recently, and out of all of his gifts, I feel like the one thing he is treasuring the most is this new bottle of cologne that he got.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so funny because, I mean, he did just turn 13. He's always liked cologne. He's always liked girls. But I feel like now this is next level. Like, he talks about how, I don't know, I spray it before school. He's like, should I keep it in my backpack in case I need to spray myself
yes,
later?
Always. You have to go through the stage of wearing too much cologne before right. you ever get it just right.
Totally.
You get cologne, you never wear cologne, then you have cologne and you wear way too much cologne, and eventually someone has to have the awkward conversation of that's too much. Then you're embarrassed and you do no cologne again.
Yeah.
Then finally you find your happy spot.
It honestly smells good. Like, I feel like I kind of want to borrow it too. He smells great. So yeah, keep it up. But I feel like these teenage years, they're going to be trouble.
Look at him growing up.
That's awesome.
Right in front of our eyes.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he has a huge comedy act, and it's coming to TV. That's a fact. Bobby Bones.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would like to tell you guys, my wife had ordered this date. It's a date book. I don't know the name of it. It's not an ad. But you open it up, and it has all these scratch-offs in it, and you scratch it off, and then you go do that date. You commit to whatever this is, we're going to do it. It's nothing super expensive, but... So we open it, and because we're always looking for stuff to do on like a Sunday afternoon. So we open it up, random, open to a page. It's a full scratch off like a lottery ticket. And so I say, just drop your finger, whichever one it lands on, that's the one we'll do. So she drops it, boom. And the date comes up, and it's like, you have to have a picnic. And so list out six things where the food could be, then list out six places that you could have the picnic. And I'm like, great. So I have the list here because we did the whole thing. So I did cheese and crackers and meats is one. All desserts. I was hoping for that one is two.
Oh.
Yeah. And three, order fajitas and then take them with us.
Not bad.
Number four, order True Food, which is a restaurant, and take them with us. Number five, grill it in the backyard and eat at the picnic table. Number six, roll again. So that was all the options. Where? Backyard. Two, some random field we drive and find. Three, the park that we've gone to before to have a picnic. Four, eat in bed. Five, in a family room watching a movie. Six, roll again. So that was the deal. So we rolled. We're like, all right, we're going to go have a picnic. We committed to it. And it lands on number five, grill in backyard. So then we roll again. So we're going to take it somewhere. It lands on one, backyard. So we grilled and then ate where we... do once or twice a week anyway.
So
we
normal.
Really just had a date.
It was
that
a normal
had.
Date.
Yes, and it's a great, normal dinner, not yeah, even date. Yeah. So we did the book, and we did exactly what it said and did everything, but it just took us back home.
That's really, well, maybe that's where you're supposed to be.
I bet you loved that.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I liked it. It also started raining, but I'll get the name of the book, but it's fun.
That you sounds know. Cool.
It is cool, but it's just hilarious. We ended up doing what we did anyway.
Hey, be careful with picking a random field for a picnic, though, dude. Don't do that. You don't know whose property that
hey,
is.
Hey, if we'd have drawn that's it, true. Man, we'd have had to do it. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need to know, how messed up is this? After my divorce, I finally started dating again and met the woman that I've been seeing now for 3 months. We've been getting along great, but she's hesitated introducing me to her teenage son. It seems that her 14-year-old boy can't sleep right unless he's sleeping in the bed with her. That's why I can't stay over at her place and why she hasn't introduced me to him. I can't say that I'm ready to get married again, but it's hard to see anything long-term happening when a teenage boy gets sleeping privileges with my lady over me. This is a common thing. I never heard of it. Can anyone tell me what's going on here and what it means? Signed, feels like the third wheel. First of all, you've only been dating her a few months. You do not need to create a wedge between yeah. her son.
Pump the brakes.
And her. I'm not saying it's weird or not weird. I'm just saying right now, it's too early to be going, what? Your son? You don't want any sort of conflict about her kid. You haven't been together 2 years. You don't live together. CTFO, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Chill.
And the kid's not sleeping with her, his girl, like that's his mom.
Well, right.
yeah,
true. I think it is a little odd that the kid's 14, but I don't know what's up with the kid. I don't know yeah. if the kid right. has any. I don't know.
14 is the chronological age. Like, you don't know really how old this kid is or what he's had going on in his life. Processing the divorce of his parents. Maybe he's very close to his mom. He has other things.
Oh, like, some of that's kind of weird, though, too. You're saying there.
What?
Even to be 14 and be like processing a divorce.
Well, no, I mean.
I'm just saying if he has special needs. But we're assigning a lot of things to this kid. Let's just say average 14-year-old. It's weird.
Sure.
But it's not his job to hop in and split the mom and the son. So the third wheel, shut your mouth. If you like her, maybe you'll love her, and it's something you can talk about later. But right now, it's not an issue that you have the right to be involved in. Yeah, it sucks to have you over the house. Maybe there's a lie, though. Maybe it's not a 14-year-old. Maybe it's some other guy named Clint.
That's exactly what I was going to say. She has another cuddle buddy at night, and it ain't her son.
Okay. Definitely, probably not that, but could be. But I think it's probably a 14-year-old son. It's a little weird, but we don't know the reasoning. And also, you don't have the right. You're 3 months in.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's weird.
14-year-old son?
A 14-year-old
sleeping with mama?
I don't think it's weird.
Your son sleep with you?
Just in case anybody 14? Else is listening that sleeps with their mom that's 14.
I didn't say it was wrong, but I think it is weird.
You should probably stop doing it.
No. I don't think it's weird because we don't know the circumstances.
But I said if it's just average 14-year-old, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think it's weird. Not wrong, but weird.
Okay. Average. Okay. I don't want to say what my son has to do or not. He's 13.
Great. But. He's not 14, though, is he? Boom. Case dismissed. The third wheel, what we do agree on, is not your business.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. Scuba Steve is in studio. Let's do it.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
What's on your mind, Scuba?
So Kenny Chesney lost his dog in December, and he got it cremated. I've had my dog for 5 years sitting in a box.
Oh, not alive.
Not alive. No. He passed in 2018, and I've had him in a box of ashes just sitting there on the fire mantle. And I was thinking, like, look, is this bad for him? I guess his soul.
Do you think his soul is in the ashes?
That's what I'm wondering. So I love this dog so much. He meant a lot to me. And I'm wondering, I always hear stories of people like releasing the ashes, going places and putting it somewhere. And I've just had it trapped in this. And I brought the box with me, by the way. It's right here.
Oh my goodness.
Why'd you do that?
Ziggy is here in this box right here.
Tell me about Ziggy.
So Ziggy was a black pug. He died a week before my son was born. And so I have this weird theory that part of Ziggy is in my son.
Totally.
Okay.
And so
don't hate it.
I get that.
So I'm wondering, like, am I keeping him trapped in here? Should I take him somewhere? Do you guys have ideas, suggestions of what I should do with this?
So it's weird he brought it here.
I'm putting him on my lap, by the way.
He's just weirded out by a box of ashes, but it's just weird he brought it in here and was like, oh, by the way, he opens his coat up. I got this.
But there is a lock on it, so that's okay.
Yes.
I can unlock it if you'd like.
I'll tell you my story. My dog before Stanley and Eller, his name is Dusty. I had him for 13 years. And after he died, again, he was very important to me. He was a dog I had through my whole young adult life. I took him and put his ashes in all the different backyards we lived in. I didn't even live in the houses anymore.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah. So I just would like sneak into the yard and spread his ashes out. But that was for me.
Okay.
It wasn't for him. I didn't think he's trapped in the ash bag.
Okay.
I don't think. So if you're worried about him being trapped in that box, well, then take the lock off, buddy.
Okay. Open it up, see what happens.
Yes. But my belief is that is just remains.
Okay.
I don't think there's any soul locked in that box. I think Ziggy was lucky to have you as an owner. And if it makes you feel better to do something with Ziggy that makes you feel good, then you should go for it. If not, keep it close to you because that also could mean something to you.
Okay.
Which are those ashes, Amy?
Yeah, so Josie is my only pet I've ever cremated, and she spent most of her life with us. I really bonded with her when I lived in North Carolina, and Ben was in the Air Force, and he was gone a lot. So in that home, she protected me. So after she died here in Nashville, we cremated her, flew to North Carolina with the ashes, and spread them at the house we lived in there.
Did you do that just to do that, or were you going to North Carolina anyway?
Oh, we planned a weekend and we went and we did. I mean, we visited friends, but that was the specific reason why we went that weekend. And that was really special. That made sense. We still owned the home at the time, but there was renters and we went around midnight and we were like...
I also felt creepy having it.
Hopefully, everything was fine there. But I mean, I think just something special. I don't think I agree with Bobby. There's not a soul trapped in there. I mean, like my dad was cremated and we didn't spread his ashes. They're in a container that a box that we buried. And so now I'm like, well, shoot.
It's double trapped.
Right. I'm like, wait, we should have spread him somewhere.
Just organic material.
Right. Because I think
Ziggy's now your son.
Exactly. Yes. That's why I've kind of coped with it at that time period.
Eddie?
I kind of like the idea of unlocking it and just see what happens. One day you wake up, maybe the box is open and Ziggy's gone.
Yeah, but then his son's got Ziggy all over his face because he grabbed it.
Exactly. Right. Hey, guys.
I think about that.
And then he is in his son.
y'all know how Scuba Steve is. This makes me think of roll me up and smoke me when I die.
What on earth?
So should I smoke Ziggy's what you're saying?
I think it's too late for that.
Okay.
Why?
He died 5 years ago. That's bad.
He's already ash.
Yeah, that's bad stuff. Okay. If you want to put him somewhere, I think you should, but it's for you. It's not. He's okay.
Okay, and I did keep some of his hair as well as in here. Can you like clone a dog or something with the hair DNA?
Interesting.
Because I love them more than I think I loved anything else in this world.
Easy. Yes and no.
Okay.
You can clone a dog.
Okay.
I don't know if you can just clone from hair, if there's enough DNA in the hair.
Okay, I kept it for that reason, hoping I could.
Maybe though.
Okay.
How much cost cloning a dog?
Oh, probably pretty expensive. But Scooby, you can take those ashes, I believe, and there's a company that will turn it into diamonds.
Okay. Oh, I can put make earrings out of it.
Exactly.
Diamond earrings.
Okay. Take Ziggy everywhere with you.
That's pretty cool.
Ziggy's gonna cost you a lot more money dead than alive.
He probably will.
And if you want to clone him, $50,000.
Wow. Okay. One day I will though.
Maybe you could get an endorsement.
No, just get another dog that needs love instead of cloning that dog that's dead.
Okay, all right, I'll do that.
Don't waste the money on
that. You sound sad.
I know.
Because it won't be Ziggy.
But
it'll be a dog that looks like Ziggy. It's still not Ziggy.
His soul personality will be different. I get that, okay.
I don't know. I feel like you could get it pretty close.
Yeah, but pretty close. But no, it's not Ziggy.
I see some Rottweilers sometimes, and I'm like, Josie? They look just like her.
But you also see a bird, and you're like, Mom?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Scuba, thanks for sharing.
No problem, man, definitely.
Good luck with that. Ziggy.
Yeah. Ziggy, here he is, guys. Let's take a look at him.
Good dude.
Wow.
You must have meant a lot to your owner.
He did, yeah.
Did he know your wife?
He did, yes, yeah. He knew her, and he lived all over the world with me except for here.
So. Last thing I'm going to say. Why don't you take a very tiny bit and eat it?
And see what happens?
And Ziggy will always be with you.
I just said smoke it.
No, not smoke it, eat it.
You would, trust me.
Do it right now.
Scuba would rather smoke it.
Eat some of it right now?
And it's a song.
No, you eat it, it's part of your body.
Okay.
I don't want you to open it in here.
Okay, don't open it in here?
Yeah,
why not, Buzz?
Because I don't want the ashes in the carpet. Look at this. We barely get this place clean once a month.
True. Wait, question about the hair, though. When you knew before he was about to get cremated?
Dog hair.
Did you cut it with scissors, or did you collect hair around your house?
So I knew he was passing in, within a 24-hour period, so we took him into, a whole, last hurrah-type day, and so I knew he was passing, so I combed his hair. It's a pug, so I pulled that hair, and I held onto it, put it in a baggie, and then once we got the ashes, I put the ashes with the hair.
Man, that makes me sound like a dog dying. I don't care if it's a movie. They can kill a whole town, whole city, whole country, but if one dog goes down, I'm like, no. All right, Scuba Steve. Thank you, buddy. That is Scuba Steve right there.
Scuba Steve suggests.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Normally, you would find 19-year-old Darnell Wells cutting hair at the shop in the neighborhood that he works in. He's got a little corner chair. He cuts hair there.
Hustling at 19.
19.
That's awesome.
Then he decides, you know what? Let me do something bigger. He decided to get free haircuts for the homeless. There's a park down the street. He put signs all over the neighborhood. Come for a free haircut. And then he called his buddy Zach. Zach, you make good hamburgers. Come over, bring your grill. Make hamburgers. So they grilled hamburgers and cut free hair. They did 30 hamburgers and 12 free haircuts.
That's
that
pretty cool. Also, he's 19 already cutting hair.
It's pretty,
that's pretty cool because he knows what he wants to do. I like somebody who figures it out and goes for it. Lunchbox, if you were to see a free haircut and free burgers at the park for homeless people...
100%.
You would
get a haircut and a burger.
Why?
Say you're homeless?
Because it's free.
Would you say you're homeless, though, or would you just be like, hey, you don't discriminate just because I'm not homeless?
I would just walk up. If they ask me, yeah, I'm homeless.
But you would say that.
Yeah, but if they don't ask, don't tell.
But he kind of looks homeless, so it would work.
Yeah.
Sometimes. He cleans up pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, when I got an event, I cleaned up, man.
I heart awards.
The two times a year, he really dresses up. But you would really do that.
100%. It's free. Why would you not?
But it's free with a purpose to help a certain group of people.
Yeah, so what's one extra haircut going to cost them? Nothing.
But what if a lot of people said that?
They're already there doing it, so you might as well...
The burgers aren't free.
The burgers, they have to pay for that.
No, but they're giving them away, so they probably already cooked... They didn't just cook 30. They probably had 31 cooked.
Oh, 31.
So one just going to go to waste.
Hey, I love the story. I think it's great. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We had some listeners in the studio yesterday. They hung out with us. And then a lot of you guys went to lunch with them afterward. I'm sorry I couldn't go. I had a Bobby cast, so I couldn't go. But sounded fun. Got a lot of stories back, mostly one story over and over again.
Yeah, it was a blast, man. That was a good time.
All the stories were about you.
Huh? Yeah.
So first of all, how was it, Amy, in general? What'd you guys do? Walk me through what happened.
In general, it was good. We walked down, we ate lunch, we sat there. Everyone was, it was a big table, very loud. Lunchbox from the future's loud, has lots of stories. And that was the best part. Like every story he told, it was just more affirmation that it's Lunchbox.
So my theory yesterday was, because this older gentleman was in here, probably 60 or so.
Yeah.
I said, I think that's Lunchbox from the future who's played a prank on us and has come back to visit us.
Right.
And so we started walking through the ways they're alike. What other ways are they alike?
Well, so he was a mailman. He's retired. And he's like one of the few that delivered mail on a bicycle.
Oh.
Lunchbox. Who rides his bike to work every day?
Right.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
He had a bike route.
Well, he was so loud, like Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, they were both loud, and they were both using their hands, and they were just everything.
It was Lunchbox.
They were sitting right
next
to each
other. You got us good. You don't know about it yet, Lunchbox, because that's you in the future, but you got us good. When you get old, just know that we know you got us good.
So from all the contests he plays, which I'm sure, you know, everything is legit and whatnot, but he you know, alluded to that he's creative with his taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and it's also like Lunchbox to play a lot of contests when he gets older. Like just enter sweepstakes all day.
Does his own taxes.
Yeah. Well, so that's fun. I also heard some things about Lunchbox in the present. So, Morgan, what happened yesterday?
Well, this is what he's been doing recently. Whenever it's on the company dime, he seems to think that he can eat and order whatever he wants. And so he ordered 3 entrees, not for everybody else, for himself.
Okay, I have no problem with ordering whatever you want, meaning you can pick any entree you want.
Yeah, but you gotta eat it.
We all ordered one.
I'm looking at a picture of him with 3 huge plates in front of him. Mm-hmm. There's like a full pizza type thing. There's some sort of meat on...
No, I'll
tell you. Shrimp and grits.
No.
That's what it is.
It was a bowl of tomato soup, shrimp and grits, and a flatbread.
Okay.
Something flatbread.
Did you order all that because... A, you were extremely hungry and thought you could knock it all down and you needed it. Or B, because since it was free, why not?
I was hungry and it was free.
What order?
Free, hungry.
And what did you do with the food when it was done?
Put it in my stomach.
Oh, you ate all of it? All
every
3
single
meals.
Bite.
That's no, fine,
there
then.
There wasn't a bite left.
Well, I ate a piece of the flatbread.
Oh, you did ask for a piece of flatbread, but I almost...
He was reluctant to give it to me, and I'm like, do you see all that food?
Well, did you feel he was abusing the system?
Oh, I don't feel that he was. He was.
Do you feel like you made yourself uncomfortable eating all of it?
No.
Because it was there?
No problem.
No, he was literally ordering them all like, wow, Lunchbox. And he's like, what? I'm not paying.
I did. It says free, so why wouldn't I?
It's not free. The company's paying, but
fine,
it's not free.
But they were buying us lunch that day, so yes, I'm going to take advantage. And then I was really annoyed at the end.
Oh, yeah.
The person running it in the company was like, all right, you know what? Let's take pictures. I was like... you didn't even give us the option for dessert. Like, where's the dessert menu?
He'd already paid the bill.
Yeah, like, they didn't even, like, we had these listeners.
They couldn't afford it. They ran out.
But we had these listeners with us, and I'm like, can we not buy them dessert?
But you didn't care about them. So don't act like it's about them.
They wanted dessert,
no,
too. Scuba wanted dessert. It was just like,
what's
the... I know,
but it's not about them. It's about you.
Yeah, but they gave us no option to have dessert. I was like, this
so
is
just
crazy.
So just say, no, it's you that's upset. You aren't upset for the listeners.
But I was upset.
At?
Them.
For?
Not getting us dessert.
Getting us or
getting me.
There you go.
I assumed other people wanted dessert. Like, we're there. It's a big, nice, fancy meal. Let's have some dessert. Nope. They just paid the bill without even asking if we wanted it.
Scuba, were your thoughts on the lunch yesterday?
I mean, I hate to side with Lunchbox, but man, I am with him on it.
Like,
I also ordered an old fashioned. I ordered 2 things myself. The company doesn't take us out very often or do nice things, so I take advantage of it as well.
Nice thing.
Yeah.
And I was okay with it. I'm like, and I kind of looked at everyone else like, why are you only ordering one thing and no one wanted drinks? Like, this is your chance to do it. Let's do it.
It was noon and we still had work to do, but...
Yeah, so what? I did too, and, you know.
I know, but it doesn't... I guess it doesn't... It may not affect you the same way. I feel like if I were to have a drink at noon on a work day, I'd get tired.
So Amy and Morgan think Lunchbox is a little bit out of line.
Well, I mean, this is...
Well, I would like to also say he's
standard.
Done this multiple times now. So this isn't...
It's his thing.
This is what he does anytime he eats out and the company is paying for it. It is 3 meals no matter what.
I guess the word's obnoxious.
Why don't you just take some home?
I don't understand what is obnoxious about it. Like,
you're loud.
Do you do that when you're at home? Or with your family?
Do I eat a lot?
No,
absolutely.
When you're with your family, do you ever go out and order 3 meals?
Sometimes 2. Like, when I was in Boston a couple weekends ago, I went to eat with some people, and I got a pizza and a pasta. Ate both of them. Crushed them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay.
You're paying for it.
It's not bad. Like, if he wants to do it, fine. He could just, like, casually order it. But he, the, I guess, and Lunchbox, you know.
Oh, I would order. They didn't even have appetizers on the menu. I would have ordered apps for the whole table. They didn't have apps.
He would have. It's just that he makes a deal of it. And he announces that, like, well, I'm not paying. Oh, this is free. Order what you want.
Yeah,
like,
Morgan literally goes, you're ordering three things? I said, I'm not paying. Like, what's the point? Why would you not? Like, I don't understand your guys' reasoning in the world.
When we were in Texas, we went to eat at a taco place, and he ordered three different things for tacos. But not only that, after he goes, I need to go get an acai bowl that I can bring back home. After eating three, he had another one that he could only take home.
He wanted
home.
A to-go order?
Yes. We went out of our way to do that.
What, he's trying to hit the max per diem?
Is that what he does?
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, why would you not? When you're giving stuff, you're not
supposed to just spend because you can spend.
Do you, like, buy things for your house and, like, just have it, like, take
box
it
of
home?
Crackers, whatever, yeah. Like, stuff that can travel easy, put in your suitcase.
But it was good. Those listeners, like, won a contest and they came up and hung out and everything was good.
It was great, man. Yeah. It was so fun.
How do you feel about you?
I feel great about me.
Old you.
I thought he was great, too. And he was like, and his sister, Margaret, she was like, I feel you on that one. I said, yeah, it's free. She gave me a fist bump.
Your sister.
My sister.
Yes.
She was like, yeah, you might as well order more.
And nobody on Trouble Company didn't say anything. We're all good.
I didn't say anything to me.
Well, Scuba got drunk. No problem.
Also, the other thing that his Lunchbox from the future said that he would do at work was he had calculated his built-in screw-off time while working. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's Lunchbox.
There's no doubt. That was him.
Oh, here we go.
It's him in the future.
100%.
Yeah, I could tell by his eyes as soon as he's in here. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So, you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the question is, are you smarter than 80% of the population? I'm going to give you the world's shortest IQ test. If you get all three, you're smarter than 80%. If you get two, you're smarter than 60%. If you only get one, you're smarter than 40%, which is less than average. If you get none, well,
you're dumb.
I don't know. So I already took the test, so I will not take it again here. Now, we'll give you 45 seconds with each question. Here is question number one, but it will not start until I say time starts, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Here are the three questions. Number one, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, because I was getting a pen.
Why were you already not focused?
No, I was looking for a pen and
I know,
didn't
but the question was happening and you were like digging.
I know. Shoot.
All right,
a
one
bat
more time.
And a ball.
Go ahead.
Here are the three questions. Number one, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
You have 45 seconds starting now. Lunchbox is already in.
I was in before Amy got her pen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It is the world's shortest IQ test. There are three questions here.
There's no way I can hear it one more time, right?
It's part of the time, but sure.
I know how to answer this. Hold on.
Here are the three questions. Number one, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Why did you just get mad we were playing the question?
I know, because it just distracts me, but it's fine. Because I know
two things.
This.
One, you can take your headphones out.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Or two.
Good point.
Just hear the question.
Okay. Think I got it.
It's a dollar.
5 seconds.
More. God, this isn't right, but gosh. Dang it.
Time.
A dollar more.
Okay. The question one more time, please.
Here are the three questions. Number one. A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Eddie?
10 cents.
Amy?
10 cents.
Lunchbox?
Not right.
10 cents.
Morgan?
10 cents.
That's not right.
It's not right. Think about this.
Ugh.
So you have $1.10. It's a dollar more. So it has to be at least a dollar because to be a dollar more. But if the other one's 10, that's only 90 cents more.
What?
Right.
So you got to go down on one and up on the other. So it's $1.05 and $5. It's 5 cents.
Man, I had 5 cents and I scratched it out.
Because if it's going to be a dollar more, which is the question.
Yeah, you have 10 cents written down.
Yeah. I scratched out 5.
No, there's no scratching out. There's no what I would have had.
Dang.
Oh. Everybody gets, did I explain it okay?
Yeah, I messed up. I went too quick. I got cocky. I mean, I heard it and I was like, oh, that's easy.
Okay, here we go. Question number two.
Number two. If it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long does it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
What?
Now I'm going to play it again and then we'll start the time.
British accent's
kind of...
Number two.
Yeah, it's the accent.
If it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long does it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? Widgets.
The timer has started.
I'm in.
Nice. Amy comes up quick for air. I can give you the question one more time, guys.
Yeah. Number two. If it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long does it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
5 seconds.
I think I'm in.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Write your answer?
Yeah.
Time. Good. Let's go over to Morgan.
1 minute.
Eddie?
1 minute and 40 seconds.
How'd you come up with that?
The time. It's like 100 minutes or... Dang, I didn't do that right.
Lunchbox?
100 minutes.
Amy?
100 minutes.
It's 5 minutes.
What? Why?
If it takes 5 widgets, 5 minutes.
Five machines.
Five machines, 5 minutes
to make five widgets. It takes 100 machines. They're making 100 widgets. It's going to take 5 minutes as well. Because 5 makes 5 in 5 minutes and 100 makes 100 in 5 minutes.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Stupid.
I'm feeling really dumb right now, Bones.
I mean, the rush of 45 seconds is really killing me.
Oh, man.
It's a rush?
He means we're being rushed.
Oh,
yeah, it's like,
oh, I see that now.
Yeah, there's no difference.
Dang.
There's no difference.
I'm so stupid.
5 machines make 5 widgets.
Yeah.
100 machines make 100 widgets, both in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I need to get one right.
Okay, that, see.
At best, you guys are going to be smarter than 40% of...
We need to get
tricky,
one right.
Tricky, tricky.
Okay, last question. Go ahead.
And number three. Mm-hmm. In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads every day.
the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
What are you talking about?
This is stupid.
What is he saying?
And now they're all angry at it. Yeah, and now it's the accent.
The lilies.
Play it again, Ray.
And number three, in a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
This is so hard. This is hard.
I'm in.
It's not that answer, Amy. You're wrong.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Dang.
But you didn't see what she wrote.
She wrote 24.
I'm not saying what she
Are
wrote.
Are you
I
looking at my paper?
How can I see your paper? But I
you
know
can't
if
you, see your paper.
If you went that fast, I know you wrote 24 and it's wrong.
I'm just surrendering to the my brain.
One more shot here.
And number three, in a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
Mm. Yeah, 5 seconds, guys.
Every day it doubles in size. Or every
time.
Day, so then it would be
like, pens down. All right, let's go over to Morgan.
Well, if it's not 24, then maybe it's 56.
Mm. There was only 48 days.
Listen, just let my brain do what it was doing.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Eddie, you said a minute 40 in the last one, which I still don't quite get how you got there, but
I respect it.
It was an original thought. Go ahead.
43.
Why?
I don't know, man. I doubled and then I subtracted.
See, you guys, I figured out this game. Now it took me three questions, but I figured it out. Go to Amy and I'll tell you the right answer.
It's double
in
size.
Amy, what's your answer written down?
I wrote down 24, but okay, it's
wrong.
Like,
Lunchbox. Like,
it's 47.
Correct. Because if it doubles, on the 48th day, if it fills the whole thing, one day before, it was only halfway full.
Stupid.
It's 47 days.
I still don't understand that.
Oh, my God.
Lunchbox, you're smarter than 40% of the population. Amy and Eddie, I don't know, man.
And Morgan.
Oh, yeah, Morgan. Sorry, you too.
I mean, it just took me, if I wish I would have been more awake on the first two questions.
Awake?
Yeah.
And I've already told you guys, I have a numbers issue. It's
not a numbers issue.
Yes, I do.
Here's the final. Here you go.
The answers to these questions are 5 cents, 5 minutes, 47 days.
So dumb.
Did you get them?
No.
No, they didn't, buddy.
No, we didn't.
I did.
He got one. We got...
play my song!
Three, 6, 9, 12. We got one out of 12. We got less than 10%.
Man, we're not smart.
Did you get all three of those?
I did, yeah.
Just like... in how many seconds?
No, it wasn't super quick. The widget one took me at least 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds.
Oh, but you did it under 45?
Which is why I gave you guys 45. But the widget one was the flower one I got immediately.
I mean, the widget one I should have got. That's so...
And the money one I got pretty quick, too. But the widget one took me a little bit.
Amy, I'm sorry for calling you out like that.
That was rude.
I mean, but I knew right away that you had it, like...
I know. I knew. I just like the 10 cents. It's like, I know this isn't right, but I don't know what else to do.
But it is wrong, yes. In a minute, 40 seconds, Eddie, you get the win for no idea why answer. Here's a voicemail from Janet in Maryland.
My kids and I are in the car listening to Fast Car by Luke Combs and just talking about how successful it's been. And we were wondering, does he make any money off of this song? Or like if an artist does a big cover like this, can they make money off of this, even though they weren't the writers and it wasn't their original song? Anyway, I figured you had the inside scoop on this kind of thing.
I don't know that it's inside, but what happens is, let's say I do Let It Be. Let It Be, Let It Be.
By the Beatles.
Yeah. So I have to pay the publisher and the writers. It's like it's a mechanical fee. So reality, I'll make like 20% of everything that comes in.
It's pretty good,
just
though.
Breaking it down. I make about 15 to 20% of what every comes in because I got to pay them like 80% of it.
But you pay them after you get paid.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to pay any money up front or anything.
Correct. You don't have to like buy a coupon.
Yeah. Okay, that's about it.
Yes, but you do have to pay them after you get paid. And it's like 80%.
It's not a bad deal.
No, it's not because you didn't write it. Right. But if it blows up, you're like, one, if you're the writer of it, you're like, dang, this is awesome. I did nothing and I'm getting paid again.
Yeah.
And then two, you didn't have... you have to write it. So you're just grabbing something that's already been done, slap some gel on it, and put it back out again.
Dang, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Here is another voicemail.
Good morning, studio.
I want to say last week was my first time in Nashville, so we took a bus tour. The guide pointed out the studios on Music Row, but never mentioned Bobby Bones. I don't understand that because the Bobby Bones Show is a top-rated morning show, and you're the youngest inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. I think that's worth mentioning.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm just surprised they didn't mention Lunchbox specifically.
Right.
That's Who cares true. About me? Like, that's the building where Lunchbox sits every yeah. morning. So
you're the star.
It's you.
It's true.
It's you. Yeah. Sometimes they'll be driving by and I hear them go, look, there's, and if I'm like walking out, there's Bobby Bones. Sometimes I'm out and they're like, we don't even know there's a radio station there. Yeah, it's, yeah. it's hit or miss. And we ain't famous. So we're moderately known in rural areas of America. That's what I would say.
And the name's not on our building. So maybe some people don't know.
Our name?
Yeah, the show's name.
Well, even not even the call letters anymore. It's just a white like building a now white because building. They took all,
they painted all that stuff off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not our building anymore.
It'll always be our building.
Mm. We
I think
own
we're
this
just
place.
Like down
no,
here.
No, we're squatting now.
We are.
We're not even paying rent. We're squatting. We're just not moving out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Girl math. Are you familiar with it?
I know girl dinner.
I don't know. What's girl dinner?
And we need to get on and get with the times.
I am with the times. This one, the girl math's from TikTok.
Yeah,
I'm
but
in.
A girl dinner. Girl math's like the sequel to girl dinner.
Okay.
Girl dinner's like little things spread out. This is my girl dinner. I have girl dinners all the time.
Okay, yeah.
It's like have a couple nuts, maybe a piece of meat.
What are you guys talking
30
about?
30 minutes.
No, I don't understand. Okay. Like, well, what do you mean?
Girl math is going viral, and pretty much it just breaks down the price of an item per wear. So it's like, well, no, I'm not really paying that much for it. If you look at it this way, it's only $2 per wear if I wear it this much. And it also lets you buy something on sale and then say that that's found money.
Oh, that's not true.
You get to put it towards something else.
That ain't true.
My wife does this.
That ain't true.
Yeah.
You'll never believe what it used to be listed at. What? What do you mean used to? No, how much? No, it doesn't matter. But look what it used to be.
Look at all this money we found.
Yeah. Yes. We didn't find anything. We're still spending money. Go ahead.
It's reframing the narrative around shopping and girls, women, men. I don't know. Maybe you want to try it out.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You try it. Do it on your golf stuff.
No, I don't. I know I do it on everything. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in Illinois, parents are now required to share the wealth that comes from putting their children on social media as kidfluencers.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Hope they don't do this with pet influencers.
They should.
I got a bunch of back paper Stanley coming. So what's up?
Well, minors need to appear in at least 30% of the content over a 30-day period to qualify for compensation. And they'll just have to make sure that they're putting it towards them, which I have done this with my kids before regarding certain things. And it is like a tax thing, too, just FYI.
Yeah, you can pay your kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like legally?
Yeah.
Legally, you can.
Wow.
Yep. They can work.
She's acting shady with it, but it's really not a shady thing. Okay. But it's mostly to try to keep parents from just exploiting their kids and them having nothing. But the problem is, if your kid is 6 and he doesn't know the difference anyway, how's he going to know he's on 30%
Right.
or even know the law? Still, it is a step in a right direction, so I'm here for it.
Well, and my kids are not kidfluencers by any means. It was just more so a way because there was certain stuff you have to pay for when it comes to them for school. And if you pay your kids and then from their account, they can pay for their...
But why do you start whispering it whenever it's...
I don't know. It feels weird, but I know it's legal. Which, this is definitely a money-heavy pile, because Luke Bryan was talking about how his net worth can be found online, and so his kids, you know, Google that sometimes just to figure out, hey, where is Dad now? And it looks like he's somewhere around 160, 170 million. And that he tries not to take advantage of all the perks of being who he is with his kids. Like, if they want to go to an amusement park, they could probably be like, Dad, you could just like pay somebody, make a phone call. We don't have to wait in line. But he's like, no, we go, we wait in line like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. That site is never right. The net worth thing is never. I'm not saying he's not worth that or more. He could be worth more. But it's never right. They have no idea, actually. I still look at it and go, wow. But they really have no idea.
Right.
So, okay, cool.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Earlier this month, Navy Seaman Anthony L. Mazes of Weymouth, Massachusetts, passed away at age 80. Anthony had prepaid for his funeral services. He was going to be buried at the Massachusetts National Cemetery, but the funeral home was not able to locate any family to attend the service. So the funeral director, Kara Johnson, got on social media and was like, hey, we're looking for anybody to escort Anthony to his final resting place. So that message was shared hundreds of times across multiple veteran support organizations and biker groups. And so when the funeral procession lined up, there were 500 motorcycles.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing.
That had all seen it online and decided to come help out and pay their final respects. 500. That's awesome.
I bet that was loud.
Yeah.
Here is Bill Kenefick saying that no Vietnam vet should be, you know, left alone or go out alone.
We don't know him. It doesn't matter. We just, that's a sad story for a Vietnam vet to go out alone. So everybody just rallied up and here we are.
Love it. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Investigative morning corny. How many can we get in 90 seconds? That's the question. Amy, ready over there?
Yeah.
Here we go. 90 seconds starts as soon as Amy ends the joke.
The morning corny.
What is a ghost's favorite exercise?
Boo, 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 boo.
Scare. Boo.
Scaries.
Herpes.
What's a boo? Yeah.
Boo bells.
Boobies. No. Huh? Like burpees?
Yeah. Stairs. No.
Scary. What's a ghost's favorite exercise?
Push-ups.
Scary jacks.
Ghosts.
Jumping.
Jump. Boo. Scare.
Phantom.
See-through. Dead.
What is a ghost's favorite exercise?
Yeah, we heard you. Yelled at us? Yeah, stresses us out.
Scary.
Deadlift.
Oh, deadlift.
Yes. Okay. What is Cardi B called when she's running on the treadmill?
Something cardio.
Yeah. Cardio. Dang, Bones, good job.
Who is the coolest doctor in the hospital?
Cold.
Dr. Cold. Dr. Freeze.
Dr. Freeze. Coldest or coolest?
Who is the coolest?
Fridge.
Coolest. Doctor in the hospital.
Dr. Pepper. Ice.
The coolest.
Vanilla Ice.
The coolest.
You keep saying it like it's cool, not cold. Like cool.
Dr. Dre.
The coolest.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Dementio.
Cool. Dr.
Breeze. She's doing her hand like
cool. Dr. Gallowackets.
You mean Mr. Gallowackets?
Yeah. Doctor Who.
I don't know.
Are y'all getting
Doctor...
up?
Doctor...
What do we do?
Doc
Can we skip?
Circle back.
Yeah, circle back.
Who's the coolest doctor in the hospital?
The hip doctor.
The what?
Oh, hip.
We were looking at cool the wrong
hip.
Way.
Dang.
The hip doctor.
What do we get? Two?
Yeah, Bobby got two. Be like cool, like coolest, the cool.
Hip.
Hip.
Good job, Bones. You were on it today, though.
I only got two. Yeah. It's a team effort. We still got it. Let's celebrate our victories. Go ahead.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Also, we'd like to do a Spanish word of the day today that we've never done before.
Yes, never done this one. I checked.
We've only done this bit for 2 weeks, and Eddie was already doubling up words. Are we ready? Go.
Eddie's Spanish word of the day.
All right, the word of the day is pollo.
Pollo.
You know what pollo is, Bones?
Chicken.
Chicken. Let me use that in a sentence for you. I know that I'm a chicken. I know that I'm a pollo fryer.
Come on.
So close. You know that I'm a pollo fryer.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
I don't know of any other ones, though. Right. What's a good chicken one?
Chicken dance.
But they never say that.
Just throw it in there. Boyle. Why do I know Boyle? What TV show?
Probably from producer Eddie's Smoking Hot Boyle.
No.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Boyle's Hermanos.
El Boyle Hermano.
That's right. The Brother's Chicken.
This segment's getting harder and harder to do.
Well, it's just the more words you learn, man, it's just tough.
So since they changed their name, do we call them the Dixie Boyles or do we call them the Boyles?
But those are chicks.
Oh, not the same?
It's not a chicken.
What is it? Well, if it's a pollo's a chicken, what is chicks in Spanish, Eddie?
Pollito?
He didn't study that. What if I'm scratching myself because I have pollo pox?
Ooh, that's pollo pox. Good job. Yeah, man.
Yeah, nice work.
Good. Okay, that's your Spanish word of the day. Thank you very much. Hey, don't forget on Friday night, which is tomorrow, and Saturday night, I'll be in Tampa doing two shows. Saturday night sold out. Friday night is almost sold out. My comedically inspirational tour. Get tickets at bobbybones.com. Let's go around the room and see who has the most daily screen time. It's not healthy. And they do say excessive social media use has the same effects as substance abuse.
Oh, no.
Wow.
The average American spends nearly 2.5 hours per day on social media. And the number one thing that people stay on their phone for. And so phones can be addictive, they say. Quote, social media addiction is not yet recognized in our diagnostic manual. However, we have seen a growth in social media use and research has begun to show some similarities with addiction. So that's from a psychologist. Now, I want to go around the room. Who do we think has the most screen time?
You.
Probably fair. Who do you think has second most?
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Morgan runs social media.
Oh, that's true. Morgan.
Do you do it from your phone or your computer, though?
Mostly from my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, what do you have?
I'm up 35% from last week.
Your daily average is?
4 hours.
Gosh!
Lunchbox?
1 hour, 53 minutes.
Your daily average on your phone is what? 1 hour?
1 hour, 53 minutes.
Do you ever...
Is that just calls to Forrest or what?
Yeah, calls to Forrest, Garrett, my parents, my brother, Oscar.
Checking on the phone bill to Oscar.
And text messages, and that's about it.
Yeah, your... Oh, wow. My most used is Instagram.
Eddie?
Okay, mine's twisted because we have family iCloud. Mine's 5 hours and 58 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it says, once I break it down, YouTube Kids has like 6 hours alone.
So it's counting
all my kids' stuff.
So, but we're still going to go with yours at 5 hours.
five hours and 58 minutes. That's crazy.
Morgan?
Mine's less than Eddie's. It's 5 hours and 30 minutes. But my social media day-to-day was 14 hours. So that's not great.
Yeah, mine's 6 hours, 9 minutes.
Man, Bones, that's crazy, dude. And does it matter if your app's just open or do you have to be looking at it for that long?
You have to be on it.
I mean, you guys' all apps are so weird. Mine, top one is Messages, and then next is Safari. I mean, that is so weird. Photos.
You look at your photos for an hour a day?
Hey, what do you... Hey,
this was me in Vegas.
This is high school.
This was me doing bad out of hell. No, it says
last week I was on my photos for 21 minutes.
What are you doing, dude?
Living in the past.
I mean, that's wild.
My three-in-order Instagram, TikTok, messages, and mail. Dropbox at 4. But, okay.
Well. Hey, check this out. It says I spent an hour on productivity and finance apps. That was pretty cool.
Is that you or
is that
kids?
You trying to find people on Venmo to pay for your bets?
Maybe. Possibly.
So, just another story that talks about social media use and just try to be careful. Like I said, I do things to regulate myself so I don't get in a bad place. The time thing doesn't bother me. I don't see me going over 6 hours ago. That's trouble. Because I do edit stuff on my phone too, but I know when I start to feel sad or mad or bad because of social media, I gotta chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't have likes able to be seen because I don't want to have these comparisons. That's why I only look at message boards and stuff on Tuesdays or Facebook only on Tuesdays because I'll give myself one day to go crazy. I gotta put these restrictions on me.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, I'll go absolutely insane.
Well, and just now I saw too, you can click on, like if you go into an app like Instagram, you can scroll down and hit time limit.
I would never do that because I would never do that. I'd be obsessed with the time limit.
And you know the password, so you would just get the password.
That's
true too.
That's true too. Well, good luck, everybody. It's a battle we're all fighting to get it right.
It's rough out there.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor,
as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is wild. So these patients are going in for epilepsy surgery onto their brain, and scientists are like, hey, we can now kind of read what's happening with just your brain scan. It's almost like there's a language in the brain. You just got to translate it.
Whoa.
And so they had them all listen to a Pink Floyd song. I don't want to tell you what the song is yet, but then they went back and just read the brain scans of all the people to see if they could take the scan and make it back into the song. Here is the brain scan, okay? It's very hard to tell what that is, but it also sounds like every Pink Floyd song at the same time, I imagine.
Yeah, I just don't.
I've never been high before, but I imagine that's why people like those songs. They get high and hear that. Yeah. So, but again, they're able to pull this from the brain scan. So, do we have the song it is, Ray? Go ahead.
Wow.
Now, play the brain scan again. You can force yourself to hear that. But they can get something from it. And they're starting to say, we can read these scans of people's brains while they're doing things and reinterpret it.
That's crazy. Amazing.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's what our brain is doing when it listens to music. Well, ours, not lunchboxes.
That's
his,
true.
His will probably be like,
his is like, I don't know what this is. I scanned all you guys' brains yesterday afternoon. Yeah, you guys didn't know I was doing this. But I actually have lunchbox's brain. This is, when I put the thing on top of his head, this is what came out. Cool, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man. I mean, that's spot on.
I have no idea what song that is.
Yeah. And then I went over to Eddie.
Oh, boy.
I know. Eddie was over there having lunch, and I was like, Eddie, just don't look at me. And I put this over his head.
Gila. That's about right.
Battery's running low, so I had to put it on my head. And here's the song. Okay, so here's what we got to do today. We're going to wake up, and the first thing we're going to do is start writing about our day yesterday. And then we're going to send out, it looks like 13 emails. And with those 13 emails, we need responses by noon. The other thing we're going to do
That's a terrible day.
That's every second of my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Got 19 voices to tell. It's not even music. The only voice in the background is... And then... Here's Amy, of course. Who knows?
How do you guys even walk?
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's Taylor Swift, George Strait, Justin Bieber at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Just who knows?
That's a lot.
So, yeah. That's all our brains, in case you guys were wondering. Yeah, you can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. Appreciate you guys being here. We'll be in Tampa tomorrow night doing my show. There are only a few tickets left if you guys want to come to that. Saturday's completely sold out, but you can go to bobbybones.com. I do want to play this voicemail from Francis in Columbia, South Carolina.
I was just wondering about the post I saw on Instagram of you being here with Coach Beamer. Is that going to be on the radio?
So yesterday, me, Mike D, Eddie, Kickoff Kevin, and Reed flew to Columbia, and we ran 40s with the running back. 40s meaning as fast as you can for 40 yards, which is how they time people.
Yeah.
And I run, I work out, I train. And? But I knew we were on camera. My hamstrings are killing me.
So of y'all, who ran the fastest?
No, Bobby did.
That doesn't matter.
No, Bobby did.
Okay, was one of the football players running with you?
No way.
He was timing us. Oh. We did stuff with him. He was their quarterback and then their wide receiver. Now he's their running back. And so he was throwing us balls. We were catching balls. We were throwing balls in like quarterback drills. And then we were running 40s. And I'm hurting a little bit.
Me too, dude. I think my knee's messed up.
It was extra intense because we were on camera.
And so
first one, I'm 43 at this point. I'm not going to run super fast. I ran a 5.3, which is okay.
I don't know what's good, yeah.
So if you're 400 pounds, it's pretty good in the NFL.
What do those guys run, like 4 or something?
I don't know, dude. I just know I was like, dang, 5.3. The second one, I ran a 4.8, but I know he cheated and stopped it early. I know I ran faster, but I didn't run. There's no way. I felt like I was flying, though. I was like, okay, first one, because I only ran like 80% first time. Second one, felt like the flash. And I finished, and he's like 4.8. I was like, that's bull crap. I know I didn't run a 4.8.
He didn't say he cheated, though.
He never admitted he cheated, mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, I probably ran like a 4.85. Instead of 4.8.
Yeah, you've got to be, and you're probably today's the day out. Tomorrow, you're going to be very sore.
I'm always sore anyway from working out, but yeah, the hamstrings from being sore. But we went and we spent the day with Coach Beamer, the South Carolina coach, the running back, DK Joyner, and yes, all of that will come to fruition soon. It will be on radio. I'll tell you all about that coming up in a minute. But we've been working on a show for a while, mm-hmm. But that's what we did.
Yeah.
And I'm very sore. Eddie has a South Carolina hat on today. That's right. All our South Carolina, they have clothes to wear. Because a lot of the places that we've been going give us their athletic wear to wear in the video. And so I posted on my Instagram a picture of us in the South Carolina stuff. Everybody knows I'm a diehard Arkansas Razorback fan. But for a show, I don't care. I'll put on stuff. It's not I'm walking around in my house or going to a game and stuff.
You're working.
It's an outfit. It's wardrobe. So they're like, you'll never be able to live with yourself. Or makes me vomit to see you in that. People are just harsh on the internet.
I mean, if you...
It's a costume!
Right.
Yes, you are the most diehard Arkansas fan that I know. So I know, yeah, you're just doing it for
work. It's not like you were in the stands going like, let's go Gamecocks!
But if I were acting or I was part of a show, I would do that.
Right, exactly.
But
yeah.
That's okay.
Acting.
It's work.
Wardrobe.
It'd be work. But I really like Coach Beamer. He's like he's the coolest dude. So let me see if I can get this together. Maybe I'll tell you in like 15 minutes so exactly what we're doing. But I'm a little sore today from running 40s.
I'm going to tell you. Too. I haven't taken a sprint in a while.
40 yards is farther than you think.
It is.
You think it ain't that far. Yeah, try to run it at once.
I watched Johnny Manziel do a 90-yard run.
Oh, that's during a game. Yeah.
Are you done, though, with that? Are you done
not yet, but man, I saw the first time when they joined the SEC and they're playing Alabama for the first time and nobody thought anything. And then I think that's when he hit the 90-yard thing and it just changed his life forever.
Different, because he's probably ready for it.
That
like,
one
not
game.
Sore, but yeah, that's a big one for them.
Oh, no, he doesn't seem... I don't know.
But you haven't seen his dad, right, fake the hospital thing yet, right?
Not yet, but I see where that... I could see how that could totally
happen.
Johnny
Manziel is his dad. And his dad's him.
Totally.
Well, that's what his dad says at the beginning. He's like, he is me. And it's just really, really, really interesting how he didn't have to like go to practice. And
well, he did at first.
But let's say the night before he's out.
But you're watching an hour long. Amy, I'm telling you, you're watching an hour long and they're cramming it together. You know how Queen, all of a sudden they're like, we're a band that's poor. Okay. We're top of the pops the next day. Right. That did that song.
Okay, so I recognize he had amazing high school conditioning. And yes, he would go to practice in college. But it seems to me as though he just had this very natural ability to just go do his thing. And like, it's best if you just let him do it and not tell him exactly.
I don't know that it was best, but it worked for him there short term.
On the field, clearly.
But even not on the field, because it created a culture that allowed him to not be successful on the field as well.
Okay, question about his team.
By the way, Johnny Manziel's a quarterback who played for Texas A&M, who then went and was drafted and played in the NFL for a bit. You probably know who he is. That's what I make sure. Amy just launched into it without us saying what it is. It's a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, he's making a comeback on Netflix.
He's not really coming back.
Well, the story's on Netflix.
Right. He's come back to me. I haven't thought about Johnny Manziel.
His life's making a comeback.
I haven't thought about him in forever, but I think I'm invested too because I went to Texas A&M and it's really cool. But yeah, I mean... he's forefront of my mind right now.
His dad was wild too, and at one point Johnny Manziel was apparently, according to the movie, back doing drugs, and he's about to fail a drug test, and so they were like, have his dad fake like he's going to the hospital. So he had to leave before the drug test because his dad was faking like he was in the hospital. It's crazy.
What? Okay. Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't, the weird thing is most documentaries I watch, and we're all flawed. I'm extremely flawed. I watch a documentary and I see the flaws of a person and I relate to them more and I go, oh, maybe I gave you an unfair shake based on the perception that I have of you from the media. I watched this and was like, I might like him less. Oh. I was entertained, but I might like him less.
Well, what I feel that I'm getting from him, because he's also, he's a part of it, and he's kind of just like, yeah, this is what, he's owning that. So that kind of makes me like,
yeah,
him.
But he's kind of owning it probably because he's broke and, and needed a doctor. I don't know. I don't think there's any redeeming qualities about this documentary, but I'm still very entertained.
Yeah. Maybe you should go do whatever the show you're working on. Y'all should go do something with Johnny Manziel.
Like go party with him?
No.
Ray party with him once, right?
No. He's just my idol.
You never partied with him?
No. Dude, are you kidding me? I would freak out. I've know his people. I know Mike Studd. I know Dustin Lynch has hung out with him before. Bob Menery. They're all in the same circle.
The funniest part is in the middle of it, there, Johnny Manziel or his buddy's like, you know what? We're partying with everybody. So-and-so. Andy Roddick.
Oh, yeah.
Who's one of my really close friends.
Yeah.
Who doesn't really party.
Who doesn't party. He's not a party guy. I think he was just with him at the Super Bowl or something.
That's funny.
I laughed out loud.
But
I was
maybe
like,
it was Andy back in the...
No, it wasn't.
Mm.
We were friends at that point, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy was never...
Yeah, I forget how young Johnny Manziel is.
Anyway, it's good.
Yeah.
And South Carolina was good. Appreciate everybody in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll be back in 1 second. Okay, it's time to do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
It's almost impossible to be happy while being envious of others. Mental health experts agree that if you want to feel happy, you got to put your envy on ice. Sometimes it's hard to do. Mm. Researchers found that a big key to contentment and happiness is learning to want what you already have or having a deeper appreciation for the people and things that make up your life, because being envious and comparing your life to others saps your happiness almost instantaneously. That's from the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, what is it? Who said it originally? Benjamin Franklin, maybe? I don't know. Comparison is the thief of all joy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think multiple people have said it, but that quote is it's so true. I mean, when you start to compare, you're robbing yourself of enjoying your own life.
Also, when you compare, you're often not doing an educated comparison, which isn't fair to you because you don't really know what they got and how they got it.
That's right.
Ever. Just like you don't know what somebody's going through ever. So it's why you should probably, if you can, err with kindness. But if you're like, man, they got this and I don't, you don't know what they had to give up. You don't know if it really is enjoyable. You don't, there's just so much you don't know. So I don't mind comparing myself to others, but I like to be educated about why I'm jealous. And I also can have healthy jealousy. Like I now actually understand healthy jealousy, that like I get really excited for people and then I'm still jealous that they were able to do it and it inspires me a bit.
Oh, interesting.
You know what they call that? Driftwood.
I thought it was healthy jealousy.
Well, I mean,
I don't know driftwood. What's it mean?
Driftwood. I don't know why it's that exact term, but that's when I see something where I'm like, oh wow, I wish I could be doing that while they're doing it. I say, instead of saying, oh, why do they get to do it, not me? I say, oh wow, you know, thank you, Lord, for showing me that someone else is doing it, and that means that I can do it too. That it's possible that that type of job exists or that experience exists, and that's my driftwood. Like I see it; it came into my path to remind me I can do it too.
Oh, I don't have driftwood then.
You don't?
No. Because I would say the person that I have a really respectful jealousy of is really one of my dear friends, Charlemagne the God, because he's just paving his own way, much a way that I am. And I'll see him do something. I'm like, dang, that's awesome. I wish I'd have thought of that.
Mm.
But then I also root for him. And like, I'm super pumped for him. But I'm not trying to get the same thing.
Oh, what is, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, but you could be like...
You're fine for driftwood, huh?
No, well,
also, Theodore Roosevelt said comparison's a thief of joy.
Oh, dang. I just saw here. Okay, well, Theodore Roosevelt, Benjamin Franklin.
Same difference.
Same thing. Well, NPR called and said that it was Theodore Roosevelt.
No, that's probably right. I even said ahead of time, I don't know.
Also, flying does put a strain on your vocal cords. If you talk or sing for a living, or if you're going to talk at like a wedding or sing somewhere, they say avoid talking on the plane if that matters to you, because air on planes has about 8 to 12% humidity, which is as dry as the desert.
Wow.
And so because there's no moisture, it could actually destroy your voice. The best thing you can do on a flight is sleep and drink a lot of water. From Augusta University.
We need to stop singing on planes, you and me.
That's all we do. We start big sing-alongs.
All the time.
Nobody ever sings with us. And they're like, shut up, sit down, we're trying to go to sleep. The dangers of being lazy in your 20s. Men who were fit as younger adults are up to 40% less likely to get 9 types of cancer.
Yeesh.
So if you started young, you have a better shot later. It's kind of like retirement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can always take a shot.
What do you mean?
That wasn't a shot. Like that's the literal way to get ahead for retirement and start young.
He's giving you driftwood.
Yeah.
A large study spanning over 30 years found those with good cardio fitness at a young age were less likely to develop bowel cancer, kidney cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, and lung cancer as they got older.
Oh.
Cardiorespiratory fitness refers to a person's ability to do exercise, such as running, cycling, swimming for sustained periods, or even to climb stairs. That's from the Daily Mail. Anybody work out in their 20s? Rigorously?
Yeah. No, not really.
I did.
We did. Remember, we did a show thing in our 20s where we all got into working out. Do you remember that fitness challenge we did? Hmm. And we were on the news? You know,
I remember just trying to be fit because I just wanted a girl to like me.
Oh, well, whatever you...
that was it.
Whatever challenge you signed us up for, that's when I got into all
Bones, you
things.
Did like boot camps, didn't you?
I would, well...
He led them.
Yeah.
I would go do them and say, hey, listeners, I'm going to be working out at this place. And then like 3 listeners would come. And then 17 listeners would come. And then before you know it, there were 90 listeners.
That's awesome.
And I was just leading a free class. But I was like, guys, I'm not a trainer.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't really know. So, okay, somersaults.
It was cool, though.
But it was a missed business opportunity.
The community part of it was cool with us and the listeners. But again, I always felt bad because I didn't really... I was just taking old football drills from high school and just doing them out there.
Hey, we trusted you.
And you shouldn't have. That was my whole point. A Missouri court rules that parents can be jailed if kids miss too much school.
Wow.
From St. Louis Today. Amy, thoughts?
I mean, as parents, we are in charge. I tell my kids this. As like, if you don't go to school, I'll get in trouble.
I wouldn't care.
Well, I have to tell
them.
I'd
be like, are you getting in trouble or am I getting in trouble? Oh,
no.
You are?
Whenever my son's like, I don't want to go to school, I'm like, well, yeah, it's the law. You have to go. If you don't go, I'll get in trouble.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a state law that can send parents to jail if their child misses too much school. The law had been challenged by two mothers who were charged after their children each missed 15 days of school. They argued that the law, which requires that children attend a school on a regular basis, was too vague. The court ruled that parents received proper notice and knowingly failed to cause their child to attend school.
But then it's like if the parents go to jail, then who's taking care of the kids? Well, the parents are in jail.
The warden.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, you'll be staying with the warden for the next few days while your mom serves time.
Right.
I get it. You need to prove that they were purposefully either keeping their kids from school or having no care whatsoever about them going to school. But if there are other issues, obviously, it's like an excused absence.
Right.
You don't put them in jail.
Yeah, there's probably like 3 categories. Negligence, maybe Disney cruise or something.
Disney cruise? 15 days?
I don't know. People take their kids out of school to go on trips. And then like a medical emergency maybe. You just have to have the evidence. Negligence.
15 people died, so he missed 15 days. Here's the list. A Maryland man bought 15 identical tickets for the same lottery drawing and ended up winning 15 $50,000 prizes.
Wow.
So in total, he won $750,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I just don't understand that strategy, first of all.
Don't be jealous.
Crazy that he would do that.
No, it's driftwood, man.
It is. Good job, Lunchbox.
That's crazy. That's not really driftwood.
That's not
though.
Driftwood.
That's something you can attain by setting your heart to it.
Hey.
And working hard.
He
you're right. I'm just envious, guys. Okay.
That's also a thing.
Like, I'm just envious. Yeah. But happy, what did Bobby call it? Positive jealousy?
I have healthy jealousy.
That's what I have right now.
I don't think yours is healthy because you get angry.
I'm pretty upset.
So that's the news. Thank you, guys.
Those were Bobby's
Big
Stories.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to go live on my Instagram as we put Eddie in the pillory.
It's so dumb.
If you think back to the 1600s and what you've seen of that, when they put people in the town square and they hang their arms and their head through that wooden contraption and they sit there.
Their head gets chopped off too.
First of all, two things. One, that's called the guillotine.
Oh, different.
Two, I called it the guillotine like 30 times and listeners would not leave me alone about it. I don't pronounce everything right. I'm sorry. I never will. And I think I've just seen it more than I've heard it. So it looks like guillotine.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. The guillotine. So Eddie will now serve his time in the pillory.
Why am I doing this again?
I don't remember,
exactly.
But you and Lunchbox both got in trouble.
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Spanish word of the day, repeat.
Ah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd only done eight and you repeated a Spanish word.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
It's a good word, though. Noche.
Which means night. You told me twice, I'm now remembering.
Exactly.
That's my kind of noche.
You ready?
Eddie, come on over to the pillory.
Okay.
Mike D, if you can help us put this on him. You can watch either on our Facebook page or my Instagram Live. You can see what the pillory looks like. We ordered this from Germany, which apparently they have unlimited pillories over there. I don't know what's going on in Germany.
Yeah, what are they doing over there? Man, this has got to be embarrassing. The whole town's here
watching this. You're in town square.
Ugh.
All right, Mike has got the wood.
Oh, my head.
Eddie's wrists are going into the pillory. Now his neck
is
in the pillory. The top wooden slat is going in. The one on the right's not in, Mike.
It helps to lift this up.
Hey, it's part of your punishment, buddy. Okay, it is now down. It's closing on his wrists and his neck.
Ah! Well, dude, it's choking me.
Hey. Put your neck through it. There you go.
Maybe pay attention to your work.
If I can get in it, I think you can fit it. Now we're going to buckle it.
Good?
Yeah, he got it. Yeah. Yeah, this is not comfortable at all, dude. At all.
You got to shove it down a little bit more, Mike.
My neck's cramping. Okay. Oh, okay.
One.
That helps a little bit.
Keep screaming.
Well, yeah, it's not fun. I'm sorry, town. I'm sorry.
There's two.
Town.
All right, Eddie is now in the pillory until we finish the entire segment, and we come back after commercials. You have to be in until then.
There should be padding on the neck here, dude. This hurts.
Man, let's make it a long segment.
It's not supposed to feel good.
Oh, well.
It'd be like someone getting arrested and be like, hey, officer, you think you put some feathers in these handcuffs? Because it's just cutting me a little bit.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Not good. Not good at all. Very awkward.
Hang out over there.
Hey, come on, let's go. What's the bit?
What was the segment?
This is called the slow segment.
That's a really good idea.
Amy, how was your day yesterday?
I'm a little tired. It was good. I mean, I had a good day. I was here, did a lot of work, went to improv, and then I went to pick up dinner, and I ordered shrimp lo mein. It's from this little
place. Is that noodles?
Noodle bowl with shrimp or whatever. And this teenage boy's working. He goes, I wouldn't get that if it was you. And I was like, so what? What?
Wait, he said what?
He said, I wouldn't get that if I was you.
So you ordered it, and the person there said, don't yes. get it.
And it's like you walk up to the cash register, and he's a teenage kid, and he's working, and he straight up says that. And I'm like, okay, look, I'm not going to ask questions. I don't know what's going on. But I just said, okay, I'll have the chicken lo mein. And he was like, wise choice. And then I paid, and I got my dinner, and everything was fine. So my guess is something must have been up with the shrimp.
Yeah, I have trouble eating shrimp whenever we're landlocked.
Yeah, I know.
Who was the kid? Like, what did he do?
Let's go over to the pillory. Hold on.
Was he working there? Or is he just sitting next to you?
No, he's working there.
But do you want to get in the pillory after you're already in the pillory?
She just said working there.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. My mind's a little somewhere else. Sorry, guys. I'm stuck in a pillory.
No, he was taking my order, yeah.
Got it.
How do you feel?
Terrible, dude. This hurting my wrists. I would imagine this is what handcuffs, like you said, feels like. It's not good.
They would put people in the town square for sometimes 48 hours in that thing.
Oh, no way, dude. My arms are numb.
Well, that's your... Don't you have that disease?
Yes, but I mean, it's not helping in the pillory.
But it has nothing to do with the pillory. You have a disease.
Well, it's making it worse because I didn't feel it when I was sitting at my desk. Can we go... What else are we talking about?
We're just chilling with you right now.
This is not good.
What advice do you want to give Lunchbox? He's going in the pillory next.
Dude, wear wristbands. Like, you know, like tennis players do?
Oh, yeah. Wear those sweatbands.
Sweatbands.
I think we'll play a song for the segment's over.
No!
Yeah, no,
come
I thought
on.
We should get in a good song.
Oh, that's good.
Like, there's some long ones, right?
This is Freebird. Here you go, everybody.
It's a Pink Floyd song.
Here's Morgan Wallen, Think About Me. We'll come back. Eddie's in the Pillory. It's streaming live on my Instagram and our Facebook. I'm going back on my Instagram live so you guys can watch Lunchbox get in the Pillory. Mike, if you want to lock him up, his sentencing is one segment.
Oh, man. Nice. That's the gavel?
That's the gavel. You are now sentenced to one segment in the pillory. This is a wooden contraption that they used back in the medieval days. And they would put your arms through it and your head through it. And then you would just sit in the town square.
You're gonna have to pull his hoodie through the hole.
Yeah, your hoodie's so thick, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. Gotta stay
in prison,
warm.
No, take all the clothes off and do a cavity check. We need to do everything like they do in prison.
You want me to do shirtless?
Nah.
We're good, man.
I'm good.
His wrists are going into the wooden pillory.
And now,
Mike's now getting proficient at pillory. The wooden slats are going in.
He assembles it faster and faster.
You gotta
faster.
Get lower, Lunch. Here you go. Oh, boy.
I don't know that
he's coming down, Lunchbox. Oh,
he can't do it.
Yeah. Yes, yes, he can.
My mouth.
Your mouth?
What?
I'm trying.
Don't bite on it.
That's a different you.
I really feel like his deformity is hindering him.
There we go. That helps. That
Do
helps.
You need, here.
No, his deformity is not hurting him. It's not. He just can't touch his shoulders.
Oh, no. I heard something click. Is that your neck?
That's my tooth.
But why is your mouth involved in this?
Put your neck up.
I'm trying. Guys, maybe I need the hoodie off, guys. I think the hoodie.
Yeah, the hoodie's making it so thick.
Yeah. The hood is pushing. I can't get my neck down.
Hey, sorry, dude.
That's like putting a neck brace on and hopping into this thing.
My arms don't go up higher.
Okay.
Hold on. We're trying.
You decided to wear that on your execution day.
He's trying to stop the blade.
I'm trying to get out of it, man.
Yeah, trying to game the system. All right, Lunchbox is Kevin.
Where'd my arm go?
There you go.
Like that?
Oh, that's a much better way to put it on.
No, that's another.
No, your wrists go through. Your wrists go through, not your biceps.
He's stuck.
I cannot.
There you go.
There you go.
Move your wrist this way.
Guys, I can't move my wrist.
Guys, he's handicapped.
How my arm works.
He's like a prisoner who's like, I can't be in prison.
So freaking bad. Like my,
I don't think he fits.
I told you guys.
I can't move my arm that way, guys.
Okay.
Someone
can take the pillory for you. But they have to agree to it.
I did.
Bones, can we tape it right there?
I
try to move his wrist. They won't go any further.
I think he's being difficult on purpose.
Does it move? It doesn't
move. Amy, what are you laughing at?
It doesn't move.
It's made of stone.
His wrist?
Yes, look at this. It won't move at all.
I'm telling you guys.
I'm telling you.
We need to get a bigger pillory.
Like, I'm doing my best, guys. I don't know how to.
There we go, there we go. Oh, hey, face your palms towards us.
I can't do my palms. Oh my God, my arm's going to break.
There we go, that's good.
My arm might break.
Well, if, no, it's, if his arm's going to break, guys, don't push it more. Well,
that could be part of the punishment.
Yeah, let's try it again. Try it again. Come on.
I think he likes it.
Yeah, oddly.
No, man. I'm telling you, you were pushing my wrist. My arms don't rotate. That's
okay, now spank me.
Mike, spank me, please.
I think he likes it.
I want to see if this really
works.
That's
it right there.
Do you have a ball gag?
But my neck is not in it because my arms don't turn.
You know what? Open
your
mouth.
Your neck is in it. Open your mouth. Put it within your teeth.
Go. That's it.
There you go.
That's
bite
it.
On
That's
it.
That's it. That's it.
Bite it, just like that.
Lock it.
Oh, God. Oh, it
hurts. That's the only way it works.
He has to bite it to...
Honestly, this is better.
Oh, God.
You can't talk.
Oh, God.
He has a wooden gag.
It hurts our wrist so bad.
Hey, Lunch, you know what Abby told me about you?
What? Oh. No, we're good.
Are you starting to feel guilty? Amy's like the prisoner who falls in love with the inmate. Now they escape off together.
Dude, I saw one this week where the inmate and the guard, she had called him 480 times on his cell phone in jail.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
She snuggled a cell phone before she'd call when she got home.
Were they having a relationship?
Yeah.
So it was a female inmate?
No, she was a female guard.
Oh, got it. So she...
Yeah, yeah.
The female guard was calling the inmate, and she brought the inmate a phone?
Yeah, he had a phone. They talked 480 different times.
Wow. About what?
Eddie, it doesn't have a transcript of the phone calls, you idiot.
Do they have text messages, though?
I don't know. I didn't read those.
Did the inmate the try
you know
to
how
escape?
Hard this hurts because I can't turn my wrist. Like,
the board he's biting?
No one else is going to bite it. Everyone else can put
their
neck
through. Do you think they clean prisons and cells after a prisoner leaves? No, they leave it all in there.
No chance.
No, zero.
Lunchbox is in the wooden pillory right now. Medieval, not really torture, but just punishment.
No, it's torture. It is torture.
Well, for you it is because it doesn't quite fit.
Guys, they should bring this back. I mean, really? Like a petty theft criminal, put him out and do this to him? Like if he stole a pack of gum from Walmart? Oh, he'd never do it again.
People watching on my Instagram Live are asking what's happening. So Lunchbox
has...
I'll
tell you what's happening. It hurts so bad because I can't turn my arm.
Can you lean forward a little bit and let everybody see what's going on?
I'm leaning forward.
You're going to hit the microphone, though.
What do you want me to do?
So Lunchbox is in a medieval pillory as punishment. And he's biting it because it won't go all the way down his arm because he has some sort of deformity in his shoulder.
Correct.
It's hereditary.
His dad has it. Grandpa had it.
What did he do to get in trouble? I forgot.
Yeah, a stupid game because Amy told me the answer was Charlotte's Web and it was Babe, but I had Babe.
But you didn't get that just for losing. You must have
bet
something.
No, it was it. If I didn't get 5 out of 7, I had to get the pillory.
So it was part of a...
No, I had to get 6. I had to get all but one right.
Mike, will you explain what happens here?
I just did.
He said he could go 10 for 10 in a game, and then he didn't, so he got the pillory.
So it was his idea to go...
Because Amy cost me because Amy was an idiot instead of Charlotte's Web.
Okay.
And I said Babe.
No, you're an idiot. Going
with me. Bobby said I had to go with you.
But look at you guys. Who's the idiot now?
Yeah.
Like, you're the one in the pillory.
You were just in this, you idiot.
But not anymore.
Well, yeah, and it hurts really. My left wrist hurts more than my right wrist.
Well, it's his sentence has been served.
Yeah, let's get this thing off.
Go ahead and take him out of it.
Oh, it's real painful, man.
That's a lot worse for him, Bones.
Oh, my gosh. Oh!
Oh, man.
Oh.
You all right, dude?
Yeah. That left arm hurts, man. That hurts.
So if you were a criminal in the medieval days...
Oh, my gosh, I'd have never survived. I mean, that was, like, 20 minutes, and I mean...
20? It was 4.
Oh.
20 minutes.
And they were in it for 48 hours? There's no way, man.
That's crazy.
Sometimes a week, they would feed him in that.
Oh, what if I mean...
He couldn't eat because it was in his mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great point.
Yeah, maybe he'd starve to death.
Oh, man. But they would have let me out because I was hereditary, like, hurt.
Handicap. Lunchbox, is your arm numb?
Not numb, but it hurts. Like, there's pain. Mm. It's more pain, and especially the left. Because, I mean, it doesn't rotate.
Maybe we should just do this a lot to him so he can get movement in his arm. Like,
it
slowly break it in.
But I don't think it moved. I
mean, Amy, was it moving?
No. That's the craziest thing I've never felt how he can't do it. And it's like, literally, it's like you're trying to, like, push a steel thing that you can't has no movement.
Because he's everybody always... Everybody's like, oh, you're faking it. And then when you push it, you're like, oh, no, you're not faking it. Like, it doesn't move.
Right.
Somebody named Randy Scholl said, I thought LB was fat.
Well, you thought wrong, dude.
They're watching here. Everybody's always surprised that he's not a big guy because his voice is so big. Mm-hmm. I'm also surprised people just seeing him for the first time.
Dude, someone hit me on Twitter yesterday and was like, dude, you're not 330 pounds. This is mind-blowing. And I'm like, where have you been? We have a website called BobbyBones.com that gets millions of hits. You're welcome, Michael Morgan, getting your bonus.
I would even say social media more than a website right. at this point.
Website was probably 2006.
Yeah, Radio Lunchbox, find me on all the socials.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Lunchbox served a sentence. Eddie served a sentence. Yeah, thank you, guys. The pillory, good job. You all can go live a life now, a reformed life.
Thank you.
I think you've all been reformed. There he goes, back to a seat.
Okay.
Do we get any money just for like time loss?
Only if you went into prison unfairly.
Oh, and so we went fairly.
You went fairly. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hotlanta, Georgia. A 34-year-old man walked into Target, saw a 65-inch TV. He's like, man, I need that for my house. Grabbed one, ran out. No one stopped him. He's like, wow, that was easy. 20 minutes later, goes back in.
Oh, greedy. Well, he's already greedy. Don't get me wrong.
Grabs another 65-inch, and police were waiting for him at the door.
Mm. Waiting for him. Like, they thought, this guy's such a knucklehead. We think he's going to come back. Or they called and said someone shoplifted, and the police were just there.
Ding, ding, ding. They just happened to be showing up getting the second one.
Oh, wow.
What a dumb. Go to a different Target.
Right?
Or don't steal. How about that? Or just take your one and be like, wow, I got really fortunate there. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, Morgan, what's up?
So, Amy, I think you might have spoiled Suits.
Oh, I heard this from a bunch of listeners,
too. Wait, what?
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
You talking about a show, not knowing you were spoiling it, you spoiled a major part of the show.
Oh, boy. Oh,
I didn't mean to, because someone's like...
No, because...
Oh, because what he... So, you said something that happened... Like, you talked about things that happened in the pilot episode, which was fine, but then you said something happens in, like, season 4 or 5.
A big part of the show.
Yeah, like a massive part.
Let's see.
No, don't say it again.
No.
I get it now. Wow, I thought that came out.
So what's the question?
Get-go.
Well, I just didn't know if we had like punishment for spoiling show.
That's true.
I'm sure we do, but I thought that happened in
episode. I thought it's not... Your that Honor, I thought you could rob a bank.
Right. Okay.
You can't, I thought...
What's that called, negligence?
What year did that show come out?
But it's still a streaming show... And we just said...
I don't know. Sometimes we
have... No, this is what we said, though. It's like the biggest streaming show now, period. Mm-hmm. And people are watching it now for the first time. That's why it was a story.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
And then Amy's like, well, guess what? Everybody that's starting. Here's what's happened in season 5.
I just thought that was a given, like, anywhere if you pay attention on...
I don't know anything about
Suits.
I don't either. I don't even know...
And I was going to start it, but I was like, why should I now? I already spoiled it.
There's so many... No. Because obviously, after that part comes out, there's still a show that's happening that's good.
I mean, Amy, the show only ended 4 years ago, so it's not like it.
When was this season?
I don't know. I don't even know.
The show just ended 4 years ago, so even in your question, here's what we do.
4 years is here's a what long we, time.
No.
Oh.
4 years.
Here's what we do. You tell me what you think your punishment should be tomorrow.
I like this.
I just won't talk about shows ever
hold on.
Again.
I'll come to you tomorrow. You tell me what you think your punishment should be. This is what the NCAA does to football programs.
Oh, man.
They're like, there's a violation. You tell me what your punishment should be. And so you tell me, and then if I don't like it, it's going to be worse. But if I do, I accept it.
Oh, no. Okay.
So they do that in college?
Well, so they'll go, teams will self-impose.
Fine.
They'll go, we did this. We're pulling these scholarships. We're doing this. We're doing that. And then, is that good enough?
I got it.
No, I don't want it right now. I want it tomorrow.
Well,
you need
idea.
To really think about
an
it.
Idea.
I need you to go home, sit in a corner, put your nose in the corner.
Because this is
something that's happened a bunch of times over the years.
Sure. I mean, been a minute.
You've
I didn't.
Gotta learn.
I just, hey, what did she ruin for you? What movie was
Eddie.
That?
Tough
Avengers.
Love, you know?
She ruined Avengers immediately.
Years ago.
I was like, I want to watch Avengers. She goes, guess what? And I was like, oh my God, you just spoiled the whole movie.
I didn't mean to. And Eddie's deflecting.
We're done for now.
Tough love.
We can address this.
I'll sit out half a show.
No, that's a vacation.
And that's what some athletes do.
No,
I'll
they
just
get,
sit.
But they get, then they don't get stats. You still get paid the same amount.
Okay.
We take part of your check.
Pull the pay.
Huh. Tell us tomorrow what you want. Morgan, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, Amy.
It's okay.
But a lot of people did reach out. Listeners really mad at that.
Really mad?
Yeah. Well, you can't. Yeah, people get real mad when you spoil stuff because they've invested hours and hours into something.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.